Welcome to GamerCast, episode 86. Sorry, my voice went a bit funny then. 86. I'm Adam.
Yes, you are Adam. And congratulations on knowing who you are.
And you are Paul.
Yes, we are your hosts. Hosts.
And this is Sunday on the 2nd of September.
The 2nd of the September.
Here you will be.
Adam, you must fulfill your destiny. You must eat a leprechaun.
Eat the leprechaun. Oh no, it's the leprechaun.
Oh no, I've got leprosy.
Ooh, your ears on the floor. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, whatever.
Blah. So, first off, letters?
We had no letters.
No letters.
However, we did have some audio reviews.
We had two audio reviews. We had two from Darth O. We had Madden 08.
And a secret one, which everyone will have to wait till next week to find out what it is.
Yeah, because
but it's better than Madden.
So we're
starting. I don't know if this is just a British thing, but Madden is.
So we're going to start with Madden.
Yeah, we'll do the Madden one this week. We will play that now.
Hello, this is Darth O again. Mini reviewing Madden 2008 for the Xbox 360. I don't really like sports games except this one because you know you can create characters and play through the career. And I like that, because I love RPGs. But I'm going to make this quick, painless, you know, anything like that. First thing I'm going to touch on is the button configuration. It's always a key thing in sports games, because you need an easy, you know, mapping of the buttons so you can, you know, easily play the game, so it can be fun. You don't want to be mashing buttons and pretty much breaking your controller. The buttons are pretty much as simple as they can do it. They use the triggers as turbos, and they use the joysticks as jukes and different stuff. Your buttons have the stiff arm and the spin and the hurdle and the dive, and it's pretty much basic stuff, and it's a good configuration. The graphics are pretty. I mean, it accurately shows football. I mean, you know, it's good to look at for a game, two games, three games, whatever you want to do. The music of Madden 2008 is crappy, just like every other single Madden. I usually plug in my iPod and listen to my own music, and if you do that, it substitutes the music that they have, so it'll shut off when you put, you know, your MP3 player in it. The replayability of this is just like any other sports game. It changes every game, it's different, and it'll be a long time before you get bored with something like this, and Madden's a pretty good sports game, so you'll have fun. Another cool thing is the injuries. I remember last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, when a player gets injured, he usually holds his shoulder, his arm, he limps, and that's about it. In this one, if he hurts his ankle, he's actually going to grab his ankle and, you know, limp off. If he breaks his arm, he's going to hold the exact arm he broke. And it's a good, you know, that's a good thing to have, you know, realistically speaking. Another thing, it shows the x-rays. When a player is injured in a game, it'll stop, time out, and then, you know, you'll see an x-ray of the broken, you know, bone or whatever. I find that interesting. Some other people might not. Another cool thing that I like is the superstar. You know, you create a player and you follow him career-wise and you pretty much play through his entire NFL stardom. And it's really fun. I like it. And it pretty much hasn't changed. A few different things have changed, like the NFL rings. It's pretty much a following of your profile. All the points that you've scored, you know, all your info and details, and it's pretty much just a record of your achievements, pretty much. You have about 5 levels of rings, and they'll, you know, go up in diamond and in gold, and every time you level up, you'll get a new ring and stuff like that. A new feature of Madden is the player weapons. Special players of the game have special abilities. Hold on, let me look at the book here. It's pretty much, they have, you know, go-to characteristics. It's pretty much like, if you're on defense, you'll have a big hitter, a brick wall defender, But it's different, you know, players to pick from. And throughout the game, if you have a quarterback that is either a smart quarterback or a real powerful thrower, he'll level up through the game. And eventually, if he's a smart quarterback and his little icon underneath his player will fill up, he can use that ability and map out what the defense has. So that's a nice trick to do. The last thing I'll talk about is the mini-games. Always a big part of Madden. You know, it's fun to do the mini-games and, you know, just build up, you know, get trophies or whatever. They've added 3 new ones that I can remember. The 40-yard dash, the bench press, and the blocking for your runner. Usually you're the runner and you score touchdowns. Now you block for them. And the 40-yard dash pretty much works on the analog sticks. And you just, you know, alternately click down and run as fast as you can. It's pretty interesting. Same works for bench pressing. You push up, you substitute the analog sticks for your arms. And that's pretty much it. Most of it is self-explanatory. This game is definitely a good game for, you know, a party gamer or someone who has a lot of friends that play sports games. It's very fun. I don't know. I don't like many sports games, just my opinion. But Madden 08 is definitely a good sports game. They always get it right. EA Sports is definitely one of the top sports games makers. Blah. Can't even speak. I'm sorry. They make good games. I would give Madden 08 a pretty much a 9 out of 10. They get it right, and it's a good game. This has been Darth Era, and I hope to see you next time on another game I review. Later.
So that's fun.
Madden. Not my type of game, but...
Runs at 60 frames per second on the Xbox. It only runs at 30 on the PS lame.
Yeah.
Die, evil console, die.
It's the George Foreman of the world. But
no, it isn't. It's worse than that.
Much worse.
Oh dear.
Sorry, I've got schizophrenia. There's 2 people inside my head.
I'm never gone.
I'm a threat.
Right, Adam is going to blabber on about Assassin's Creed for half hour now.
Well, everyone's been going on about Assassin's Creed, and we keep going, I was put
so
off.
Yeah, we actually found out about it now, and we know it's like a Jesus game where you're hanging around with Jesus. Oh, wait.
That's the expansion.
A thousand years later than Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
We should rename it Assassin's Creed Halfway to Jesus.
Jesus bids you well.
All I saw of Assassin's Creed with a few screenshots and the original animation opening sequence, which just kind of showed you what the game was going to be like, but it wasn't in-game graphics.
Graphics, good to know what game is like.
It was part of the opening sequence.
Hello, Chill. Chill is in the chat room.
Chill. What's up, dude? Sweet.
Yeah, whatever.
But one of my friends from work, Gary, he's a big Sony fanboy. He does have an Xbox.
Sony fanboy.
He does have an Xbox 360. But
everybody's got an Xbox 360.
He does like his PS3 as well. So
he does like his PlayStation Evil console.
Yes,
he likes the dark side. It is.
Yeah, he does like the dark side. Anyway, he sent me a YouTube video of
YouTube. Low quality.
but you
I'm fed up of low quality video and sound. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, you know, you buy a track from like iLame or Sonic and it's 128 kilobits. You might as well shoot yourself in the head. It sounds crap. I'm fed up of low quality crap. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube, knock it off. We want higher bit rates. And so, that goes for that damn Halo video we watched as well. You couldn't see just a bunch of big blocky squares.
Yeah, I have to wait until it gets released. But anyway, yeah, I had a look at that.
Yeah, I had a look at it, but I'm impressed with one thing in Assassin's Creed.
Which is?
The animation of the guy crawling around.
Yeah.
When he's crawling around vertically.
It is absolutely amazing what they've done. The guy who's the director for this was also the guy who directed...
I'm a leprechaun! An Irish film about leprechauns?
No, it was actually Prince of Persia: Sands of Time.
Oh god, boring.
They had around about 500...
Boring! That's another stupid game set in this stupid place.
500 animations, all individual, for that game. I can't remember the numbers they're using, but everybody has got a large amount of animations. The animation for the main assassin is a really large number. One of the things they've used is the surroundings. You see this really nice lush background, but the advantage to it is that it's all interactive. The fact that you can see a bit.
Don't say that word.
It's the interactive.
It's interactive. That must make it cool.
Basically, all of the surroundings aren't backgrounds. They're buildings that you can actually go up to, and it's got like a loading space.
Welcome to Oblivion.
Yeah. One thing that they made.
It was so interactive you could hit stuff with your sword.
One thing they were very adamant on the making of this game was that there weren't going to be any rooftops or ledges or places that there was no way of getting to it. There are no hidden places. You can find yourself going to doing the same mission and arriving in the certain location in lots of different ways.
Yeah, in the video, the dude was basically showing off the openness of the game.
Yeah.
And he basically asked the audience which way to go. There were like three towers.
Yeah.
And he said, which one do you want to go to? So everybody shouted and nobody knew what was what. And then he just trotted off to one by like jumping over stuff and climbing up stuff.
Well, one of the things they based into was...
And the control system is apparently really easy as well.
Yeah.
It's all like automatic, so you just like press go and he goes.
You push forwards and he will walk in a way that doesn't attract any attention. Then you hold down the trigger.
Hold down the trigger,
and
then
you'll start running. So you've got run, and that's where you'll start attracting
and
attention.
And then you press A to sprint.
And when you press A, that's when you can start running into the free running, which they've used, which is a big thing at the moment.
I'm an assassin. I've got an E button. Press my E button to make me sprint.
Like in the latest James Bond movie, where they had the bad guy who did
James
all free
Bond
run.
Equal lame.
Oh, that was good.
I've had enough of your fascist bourgeois crap films about beating everyone up.
But anyway, the free...
My name's James Bond. I'm a...
Ignore the James Bond. I'm on about the free running. So, free
running... James Bond can run?
No, he's
He isn't crippled in a wheelchair like I thought he was?
No.
Damn.
It's the bad guy that can free
Die,
run.
Die, you cripple.
So, it's a nice thing, because before you were doing small amounts in Prince of Persia, where you run up a wall and you land and then you were there. There's more fluidity.
It looks so... a lot of games, they skimp on the animations.
Mm.
Oblivion. Excuse me. Yeah, Oblivion animation. Oh my god.
They paid more attention to everything else. It depends. Oh my god. They have a list, and it depends what's on the top list of what to make the use of the game. And one of the ones for this, apart from the look and the art for it, for the look when you look over the city of Jerusalem, it looks really nice.
Jerusalem does not look nice.
But the animation is sweet. One of the things they've used is all of the buildings have hand points. So the
where they've got ledges and window frames and whatever, and you can grab onto stuff.
Yeah, but you're not having to try and look for a ledge.
You're not having to do it all manually.
Yeah.
Because it does it by itself.
And nothing looks too kind of, ooh, that was
Orcs
a bit bad.
Orcs Low Risk have joined the chat.
Welcome. There is nothing designed in the way that you're climbing up and a ledge looks too far and it's kind of like, oh, I can't reach it, or the animation doesn't look quite right. they've used so many animations that the computer blends the animations together as different hand points.
Yep, you're out of a job, animation boy. The computer is doing it for you.
It blends them. I have to do the hard work, and then they blend them together. But, no, it's...
Until eventually you'll just have a button you can press, build game.
Yeah. See, everybody in 2D used to say that against us. They were saying, oh, you're a 3D animator, you've got a button you can press, and it does it all for you. It's like, yes, I have a button that says I'm animating now, then I have a button that says I'm not animating now. And I have a little slider, and then I've got these little control points, and it's like a puppet, and I move them, and it's all fun. And you have a pencil, and you have to draw every frame. But if you fuck up a little bit of the animation, it's your fault for drawing it wrong. Most of the time when it mucks up on my computer, it's because the computer said, ooh, sorry, I'm going to crash today and lose your file. You forgot to save. Moron.
Auto-save is your friend.
Yeah. Luckily, it does have an auto-backup that allows you to go on, and it auto-backs it up onto the hard drive. But sometimes things can go wrong. Or when you're doing something and it looks really sweet, and you're going along and you hit that save button, you're thinking, oh, I just did something wrong there, and I saved it, and I can't go back now.
Windows Vista, Restore Previous Versions, allows you to rectify such problems by restoring previous versions of files.
Cool.
Or directories, or even whole hard drives.
Like it? It's a shame the 3D Studio Max doesn't work on Vista.
Well, get the new version.
I don't have £3,500, and even then it has to be patched. And the patch doesn't work very well.
Dude. You can afford it. Everybody can afford that kind of money because we're all rich now that we did not get a donation. Thank you, people who do not donate, for not donating.
Donation.
Yeah, you need to donate to Adam. Okay, here we go. Earlier this year. So this is how often I modified a file. This file I modify more so it'll have more previous versions. Because that's just a picture that's been saved for like a year. So yeah, this goes out to the backups and like whatever it's called, volume shadow copy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Well, that's doing that.
Yeah, it has to look around and stuff.
But yeah, Assassin's Creed, before I was a little bit kind of, now looking at it, it's looking a lot better. I would just buy it for the free running of it, being a bit like a new style game like Grand Theft Auto where you pick it up and you can just mooch about. Now fair enough, they haven't said that you can just mooch about and then pick up a mission when you want to. It might be that you start a mission and you have to do what you're supposed to do and you can do maybe side missions on the way, but you have the free roaming of it. But the fact that they haven't given you a linear go from A to B then to C and then maybe go back to cross over to Z and then come back down through the alphabet. This is basically, they've taken that rule book and throw it in the bin next to the computer and said no.
Hey, did you just try and throw my computer in the bin?
No. The book. The book that says you have to go from A to B. A route is planned, pre-designed to allow you to complete a mission. They basically shove you somewhere in the city and said, go over to that corner. You can either go in a straight line, you can do 5 laps of the whole entire city, then end up there, whatever floats your boat. And
yeah, but seriously, what's the point in that?
It takes away that lineage of having to follow a set path.
What's wrong with that? I like corridor first-person shooters.
Well, it's a bit like when playing Oblivion.
Yeah, Oblivion. I point towards the arrow and I run.
Yeah, but if you knew where you were going, you could think, oh, I'll go this way, but I could go to that shop on the way. And while I'm doing that,
Shop, I point towards the shop and I press Q. Once I'm at the shop, I go into the shop, I talk to the guy, then I go to my next destination, point my gun in the right direction, and press Q. And then, like, lean back and enjoy.
Q's auto-run, isn't it?
Yes, it is. No, I press Q because it doesn't do anything. And then my guy's just...
Teleport! Like, why does the Q button not teleport me? God damn it. But,
Assassin's Creed is good. I don't like the setting of it. Jerusalem 1,000 years ago.
It's the way it's set. It's a bit like how we were talking about
too much like Prince of Persia.
Oh, what was the game? BioShock.
Oh God.
Gary, who sent me this link, he's got hold of BioShock. He won't keep it for very long. He's already got most of the way through it. He likes it. but he liked it. It's his type of game. Wish there was multiplayer, but you know, you can't have that sort of thing in that sort of game with the way that it's designed. But myself, I really like Bioshock. It looks absolutely amazing, but I won't pay that money for it, and I just find it a bit kind of like not my type of game. It doesn't look like my type of game.
Bioshock, good game, bad setting.
Yeah. Now,
enough of the lame 1930s and 40s lame.
I like this sort of thing. It's my type of thing where Paul, especially with the religious aspect to it.
Well, Paul, as in me.
Yes. You won't...
Hey, me.
It's not your type of game, I would have thought. But you could look at it and go...
Good nice, game. If somebody gave it to me, I'd probably play it all the way through.
Yeah.
But it's not a game I'd buy. Especially with Halo 3 coming out.
I know it's coming out on the PC, so obviously you'll get the opportunity to probably maybe get hold of a...
Yeah, it's still £30 on PC, though.
Or the trial version.
I'll tell you what. If it was live on PC... I would buy it.
Yeah.
Just to get the achievements.
Are Ubisoft doing any of the Windows Live thing? Don't know. Staying away from it. Because not everybody's going onto it.
Well,
they think it's a good
they
idea.
They would eventually. Simply because everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't do multiplayer and all that, it's good to have to connect to Xbox Live while you're playing a game.
Yeah, and like the guys who are doing Assassin's Creed Ubisoft in France, it's not like they're not building that system, because they will be adding those features to the 360 version. So it's not like they're having to do any.
Well, they have to do it on the 360, or else they don't get public. They don't get a. They don't get whatever it is to release it. They don't get the permission,
yeah.
For lack of a better word, which escapes me.
If you want to release on 360, you have to meet those needs of the console.
But the Unreal Engine 3, which is what Bioshock uses, Epic are building that functionality into the engine. So when you license a game, that will be an option to have. So you won't have to like do it yourself.
Well, that's cool.
So yeah, it is coming if they're building it into the engine.
Yeah.
But is it obviously Viva Pinata is probably going to support it, as is Gears of War is definitely supporting it.
Mm.
I'm curious to see if Gears of War on the PC would be a separate entry, or if it would be the same entry. Because Halo, obviously you've got Halo 2 PC.
Because there is no Halo 2 on the 360.
Yeah, I would like that to be the only case of it being separate. Although it would be nice to earn two sets of gamer score. Like,
yeah.
For the Xbox 360 version and PC version. I'd much rather they'd best, you know, merged.
Yeah.
Like Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Because Shadowrun, you get an achievement on PC, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah. If you went over to your mate's house and he's like, oh, do you want to play on my computer? I'm going to go down and get my dinner. And he's like, what have you got? Oh, I've got Shadowrun here. Oh, log into your Xbox Live account, play it. You couldn't get yourself any more achievements apart from the one unless
you get some new ones.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. It needs to be that...
Although it would be good if the save games were stored in the cloud so you could access them in both locations.
Yeah.
They need to start putting the save games in the cloud.
The cloud. Yeah, there was some...
In the
games
interwebs.
Yeah. Fair enough, you want to have things like Forza that has literally filled my entire memory card up.
Well, my Forza saves 35 meg.
It's... You know, it's a lot of information.
I've been playing Forza 2 lately.
I've been playing.
I need to get some
Dead Rising. So you know, I've just bought it.
Well, yeah, I've been playing. I played Fight Night 3 to get the last achievement in that. So I did the last, like, the big fight in that. Then I played a bit of Forza. I've still got to do Dead Rising. I need to get back to that at some point.
Mm. Yeah, it's good. I've started again. So I got lost and got stuck.
I started again. Well, I started again like two or three times deliberately to get the level of my dude up.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit
easier. It makes it a lot easier.
Because that's the thing, you can go, so the aspect of the game does make it kind of cool, the fact that because it's leveling up, you could, if you wanted to, find a nice quiet area and just kill zombies, level up, and da 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 da. But if you find yourself setting the game into a way where you back yourself into a corner, this mission, because of the time constraints and the time that you went into it, like I was trying to go over to this place and I had to try and do it while it was dark and the zombies were getting a little bit more agitated, and it was just, the way I was playing it, I didn't really like where I was, so it was better to come out and try it again, because the reason why it was so late when I went to do this first mission was the fact that I just went off on one, went wandering around most of the mall that I had access to, finding samurai swords and God knows what, and just piss-arsing about, and then went back to the missions. Because I'd left them a lot longer, it was harder to do. So the good thing about the game is it's different every time you play it. So I found myself stuck in a situation and thought, I'll start from the beginning and play back round through again. So it is quite good. And like you said, I've leveled up to level 8, so it meant
my dude's like level 30.
I haven't played that much though, so it was quite
Is it, or is it level 20?
But I got my kill count from now I've started again, I got it from 80 up to 400 within a couple of minutes by going into the central park, getting the car and just doing laps, running them over and doing it again and again and again, and just getting the bonuses that way. So it's an easy way to get a lot of kill, get a good
I've
kill
got
frenzy.
The 10,000 zombies killed achievement.
Really? Oh, sweet. I must admit, it's a good game with the way that the
I'm
crowd
very
system
tempted
works.
To go for the 53,000 odd.
Again, like with the way that is, it's a full populated area that you can freely walk around and do what you want. The freedom's there, but I like it when they control the freedom, that you feel like you have to do something to gain it, or to walk around, or that gives you a reason for using it. You open up too much, a bit like what they did with San Andreas, there was too much. You felt like you had to go on a motorway to go all the way to this new town to go kill this guy and then come back again, and it started adding mileage and time of doing nothing, where they thought that's what people wanted. It's like they were happy with Grand Theft Auto with just a couple of islands, and because you're just doing laps and you're going around, and fair enough, it's nice to find new places, but you don't want too much. And that was the great thing I like about Dead Rising, was the fact that it's fully populated with zombies on a regular basis. There's lots of shops to find. You can't get into every single place of the mall until you unlock things. There's a basement you can drive around in, but it's pointless unless you've got the janitor's key to get back up into the mall afterwards. But then again, you can't actually get out of the mall. You're in that mall and that's your environment. So there's constraints but freedom at the same time.
Good thing about Dead Rising, bullets of travel time.
Yeah.
Get up on the roof and snipe some zombies in a distance, and the bullet will take like a second or two to get there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It has got a nice sense of realism, and it really does show what the Xbox 360 can do with the graphics and the style of everything.
Especially when you're in a heavily zombie populated zone.
Hmm. The way that they wander around. It was just mentioned in an interview with going back to Assassin's Creed, where they said that populated areas like with zombies is an easier thing because of the fact that they're just mulling around, they're not doing anything, where having to create humans that have a job, have a reason, they reenact with each other and then with you. Most zombies will just wander around aimlessly until you get close enough to make them want to attack you, or if you get close enough and you see a human being attacked.
Is that a zombie in the cupboard making noises?
I think it's your cat. Leave it alone. It's a zombie fight cat. But no, I'm liking a lot of these crowd systems. I've seen the crowd system they're using now for Splinter Cell Conviction, but I'm a bit.
It is good that we have games with people in.
Yeah, the population.
Cough Oblivion, which really needed like four times the population.
Yeah.
Because it did feel empty next to Morrowind.
Yeah, I think they. You know, even if you just got people who didn't say much, just, you know, really populated up.
But that's the thing, in Morrowind, they could just stick the few people down in the town and they didn't do anything.
Mm.
They just stood there. You know, they walked around a bit. But in Oblivion, you have to do, like, where they live, what time they do this, blah, blah, blah. So it's a lot more work to do people.
What they should have done is had someone constantly creating people in their homes and putting them into the Oblivion world, and then adding them on all the updates. So populate it more, not just do the expansion, but also populate the rest of Oblivion again with the updates to populate it as they went along. But no, it's still good. Speaking of Oblivion, it's out for release. When is it on there?
It is out for release now.
On the 14th of this
September.
month, the Game of the Year edition, the one we were looking at was on the 360. Obviously, it'll be the same for PC. Now, for any of you who don't own Elder Scrolls...
If you do not own Oblivion, get this.
Definitely get this.
There is no choice. You just get it.
Yeah, the fact that it is a direct
order from GamerCast.
With having the expansion,
to get this game, you must.
Having the expansion pass built in is a nice feature.
But it's also annoying.
If you get the PC version, obviously it'll be just a single game with no expansion packs, with the extra discs of the expansion packs in the box.
If you want to install them.
It's up to your choice to install them, where obviously the one on the 360...
Well, maybe there's an option to disable the expansions.
There might be.
Because you don't really want to go to the Shivering Isles to start off with, do you?
No.
Because you're probably going to die.
How does it activate? Is it...
Die.
Because I know it's mentioned in...
Die, you must!
Morrowind, you go to that person and you can't start the third expansion pack unless you actually go to the island. Obviously, you can't start the second one until you sleep twice. So, you know, you don't have that choice.
Well, in this is one of the most annoying things in the whole game, other than the animations. When you install the expansion packs, like if you install Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles, you get like 10 letters that just pop up on the screen, boom, 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 one after another, boom, boom, boom. You know, saying you have inherited, you know, whatever. There are reports of a strange thing out in the bay. There's an attack on the chapel in Anvil, blah, 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 blah. You just click continue for all of those. It's actually really quite annoying.
Where they should have just put like a download counter on each one of these and let you, you know, if you go to a certain area, the count keeps changing, so a power letter will come up and start unraveling some of it instead of like, here is everything.
Well, yeah, if you create a new character now, when What's-His-Face gives you the key, you'll get all those letters come up on the screen at once.
Really? Now that is kind of annoying.
I mean, it is annoying, but of course they need to do that because they need to put those things into your into the quest list, the things to do. But they should have somehow done it better.
Yeah.
Because it was annoying when, like, for example, if I start a save game from some of my old characters, which I wasn't playing with the expansion packs, I get the whole thing up again. 10 of these things just pop up. Continue, 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 continue. I'm in the middle of a quest. I don't want to do any of this stuff.
Yeah, because I did like the way that the second expansion pack of Morrowind activated by the fact that it wouldn't activate until you'd slept, and then it was like the second night sleeping after you'd installed it, you would get attacked.
That was really bad as well. Not just for the fact of getting attacked by the assassin, by the Dark Brotherhood, but also for the fact it made the game so easy. Because the Dark Brotherhood people were wearing quite expensive armor.
Yeah, and you got two lots of it.
Well, yeah, the higher the level you were, the more assassins attack you as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you start off this game, Morrowind, your skin, it's not as fast as Oblivion, where you, like, level up and get money really quickly. It's a lot slower in that you can spend maybe a week playing it on and off, without leveling up at all.
I was getting killed by rats all the time and bugs and God knows what else. And I was absolutely punified. I got killed for everything.
Yeah, run away.
I was a mage and I got sent off as an apprentice to go collect flowers and stuff. And I could barely find half of them before I'd get killed. I had to do them in small sprints.
Oh, so good. Morrowind.
It was a good game.
They should not have dumbed down Oblivion.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you start off the game level like one character and you're attacked by this guy. If you survive, which is quite tricky, you suddenly got like 800 gold worth of armor.
Because of the fact you got attacked twice, I kept one lot for myself and I sold the other lot.
I just kept selling it. So that made the game quite easy, which is why I actually disabled that expansion pack when I started new characters with Morrowind. Because it just made it so easy. Because you just had so much money. I mean, 400 gold for a level 1 character is like, wow!
You can go buy whatever you want, full armor. You can go train yourself up in a really good skill.
You know, you could do training for like 3 or 4 turns.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nice to see that it's finally hit Game of the Year. But like Paul mentioned in a comment, it is kind of saddening that it was, because we were hoping that the next time Oblivion came up onto the radar, it would be for a new expansion pack.
Yeah, we want a new expansion pack.
But from the looks of it, they're following the same pattern.
Well, Knights of the Nine really want a big expansion pack, it was small.
Yeah. But then the expansion pack for the middle one wasn't majorly big, was it?
Which one?
The middle one on Morrowind wasn't.
Morrowind only had two expansions, didn't it?
Yeah.
Tribunal and Bloodmoon.
But Tribunal wasn't massive.
Tribunal gave you a whole city to explore there, which was bigger than any of the cities in the game Morrowind.
Yeah. A blocked off city though, because it was a walk.
Well, yeah, and you were, you know, walled in.
But you know, it's like being in a dungeon or something in prequel. But yeah, it's a bit disappointing that they didn't bring anything else out, because Knights of the Nine just felt kind of like...
It was good, but if it didn't have all the other stuff released, it wouldn't really be worth it.
Yeah.
But Knights of the Nine was really just like a roll-up to, you know, get out all the downloadable content out onto a disc.
Mm. With the Knights of the Nine bit for the Knights.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I enjoyed playing it. But it wasn't, you know, if it was £20... just with Knights of the Nine, I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah. Though you completed Shiver and Isles now, which isn't too bad. You impressed with that?
The answer is yes. But I can't help but think it's too easy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm attacked by all these things, and, you know, they just didn't do anything to me. My character is just so strong.
Yeah. And is this character completed?
This is the character who's completed everything.
Yeah.
He's my fighter bloke character.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's the one who did the Fighters Guild, the main quest, bits and bobs all over the place, Knights of the Nine, and all that. So he's quite high level. But yeah, Oblivion is easy compared to Morrowind.
Yeah.
Simply because you can actually hit things. In Morrowind, it was smack, 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 smack. And then, you know, one hit in like 100. Wow, I hit something. Wow, I actually hit that crab.
It's a crab. You killed
me. The mud crabs are better in Morrowind as well. Especially the talking mud crab merchants.
Yes.
Right. Where's he? He needs to set up business in Tamriel because he'd make a killing.
Yeah.
He needs to migrate.
Yeah.
Migrate, you damn crab. Stop hanging around in that dank Morrowind place.
But yeah, as you said, the fact that the Game of the Year edition is out, it means that's it. No more expansion packs for Oblivion. The only thing I can hope for is that means that they will be moving on to a new game. But fair enough, it must admit it was quite a long time between Morrowind and Oblivion, but I think Oblivion was such a good success. The tweaking on the environments and the what they used to generate it would allow them to move on, have something looking better, but obviously in a new environment. I must remember, because you want to kind of like the Nord place to go for it, aren't you?
Yeah, Skyrim,
which would be quite cool. Myself, I would be nice to get to the point where they're keeping the environments from the previous games in there, but obviously as the graphics get better, you're the use of keeping those previous maps, you'd have to either remake them or you're slowing the game development down, so obviously you're going to have to move on. But I'm surprised they haven't gone down the evil dark path of making it into a massive multiplayer online game, because fair enough, people have attempted that with Lord of the Rings and stuff to try and get on that bandwagon, which they seem to have done okay on. But you've got
Lord
of the Rings and also
when Bethesda do it, they need to do it properly.
Yeah.
They can't just do a half-hearted attempt, and they cannot sacrifice the single-player Elder Scrolls series for it either.
Yeah.
Because it is not worth it.
Because you've already got it flooded in that sort of genre with the fact that World of Warcraft is the big player. And
World of Warcraft is where it's at, really.
Then you've also got Lord of the Rings Online and Warhammer Online, which
City of Heroes,
yes,
and Galaxies and all the other games you play.
Well, no, I'm just saying on the sense of the kind of
fantasy
magic
style.
Yeah, those are pretty much what's already out there that we would compete against. And
yeah, we need to review Lord of the Rings Online.
Don't know if there's any online, you know, download the game offline. I mean, from online and then like
a trial
day,
version.
Yeah, 14-day trial. We'll have a look and try that out.
Yeah, we'll have a look at that later. Also released soon is the Xbox 360 Messenger Kit.
When I first saw this, I thought it was very cool, but I was a bit disappointed on the glance of the picture I saw in a magazine, because I was thinking, I don't want to have to buy another controller just because it's got a keyboard on the bottom. But the good thing is, the keyboard is not on the bottom of the controller, it is a separate keyboard you connect to any of your existing controllers.
Yep, we've already talked about that on Gamercast.
I'm impressed with it. You like the fact it's backlit as well?
Yep.
And it's out this month.
I want to know what colour the light is on it, though.
I'm either thinking blue or green.
Because, you know, I'm fed up with all these green LEDs.
Yeah.
Let's have some blue quality LEDs, please, like my speakers and my computer. Quality, not skanky green.
But
green, skanky. I should turn Bluetooth on just so the light turns blue instead.
No, I got, what is it, red, green, orange, and blue LEDs on my phone. And my keyboard backlight's blue. Does your keyboard backlight?
Yeah. I don't know what colour it is, so.
Boom. Blue. That's cool. So yeah, that's out now. Quite a few things have been released this month. We thought it was getting a bit quiet, but there's...
Well, it's September now, mate.
Yeah, we're hitting September. We're out of
getting
August.
Getting ready for the rush.
Big rush, ready for Christmas.
Yep, we're going to get all these noobs buying a Wii and then like playing it for 10 minutes and getting bored with it.
Obviously, we're going to have quite a few Wii games coming out. One of them being this month, the new Paper Mario. Third in the sequence
Groan.
From the first one that you can now download from Virtual Console, which was the original from the series from the N64, and then obviously the other one, which was Super Paper Mario on the GameCube. This Paper Mario is on the Wii. From the looks of it, it looks absolutely quite cool because of the fact that it is a 3D environment while still being flat, so you can move along in the classic side-scrolling platform like old Mario games. You come to a problem and you rotate the camera around to look at it from a 3D perspective to move around the object from a different angle. Still an RPG style game compared to the platforming game. Looks quite good. I'm intrigued to maybe give it a go. Just something to keep me going until Mario Galaxy's come out, which I've read a good review on and looks absolutely amazing. They said they think they've figured out one of the reasons why Mario Sunshine was so crap is because it wasn't Mario Sunshine. It was Mario 64.5.
Hey, I like Sunshine. It had a water pistol gun thing.
I liked it. I must admit, I really did like it, but it did...
I didn't play it, but I thought the water thing was cool.
A lot of people
found... The graphics for the time were quite good as well.
Yeah, it was very well done for the GameCube. But a lot of people found it kind of like boring too quick because it was continuing on with the same game controls, which were unique for the Mario series when 64 came out. So they said that one of the problems was the fact that
the N64 was such a piece of crap. The controller was so cheap and tacky.
I liked it.
I'm glad,
especially with Goldeneye.
I'm glad those days are over of like cheap, tacky controllers.
You have to start from somewhere and move on. But yeah,
nowadays you've got controllers which can survive being smashed.
Yeah. They feel like they're worth their money.
Unlike the PS3 controllers, which feel cheap and tacky.
I was actually worried I was going to break the one in Curry's when I was playing Virtual Fire. It felt a little bit too plastic. I don't like the triggers.
It's too...
You can get your fingers in behind them. I felt like I could rip them off.
It's too light because there's no motors in it for the rumble.
Yeah.
Which the N64 had with the add-on.
Yeah. But, Paper Mario's coming out, which will be cool. Galaxy's...
How can they release a console without flipping Rumble nowadays?
Yeah, I know. Even the fact that the Wii remotes have them built in.
Yeah.
and speaker. Yeah. And motion sensibility, and also add on thumbstick nunchuck, which has a motion sensor built.
Although I must say, I am glad that Sony have put triggers on the controller, because that is a step forward over skanky buttons.
Yeah.
Even though the triggers are crappy quality.
Yeah. I'm trying to rebalance the chair.
Die, heaven!
So yeah, you were talking about some Nintendo stuff?
Yeah, they've released two new suits for Mario in Mario Galaxies. The first one is he can wear a bee suit.
Oh god.
So he can walk
How lame is that?
So he can fly, he can stick to walls and stuff like that and walk up. The other one is he can turn into a boo, so he can turn into a ghost.
He can turn into a ghost. And how exactly does he do that?
Another good thing is, this is the first 3D platform Mario game that is multiplayer. It is actually two-player.
So they finally caught up with Sonic 2.
Well, Mario was multiplayer in all the original platform games. But, yeah, to have it multiplayer, which is nice.
I'm Luigi, I'm gay.
I'm Mario, I'm gay as well.
But no, I'm looking forward to it. It does look quite cool. But still, Assassin's Creed, still
Sonic.
Waiting for... But the ultimate game we're still waiting for, which we will be doing a special show for, is Halo 3.
Hang on, about this special show. Let's be clear about how much time we'll have for GamerCast, considering we'd actually be playing the game.
Yeah, that's why we're going to prep it. And then the advantage to it means you can do an episode of GamerCast and play Halo 3 at the same time.
Okay, so I get to play the game.
Yeah, or we can do multiplayer.
Oh, I'll play
as well.
The game, thank you very much.
We're going to do a bit of everything.
I'll volunteer to do that.
A bit of everything. A bit of single player, a bit of multi... Oh, we do co-op. Yeah, it's co-op.
I don't want to share my screen.
We do single player, co-op, and multiplayer.
I don't
want to
share my screen.
You won't be sharing your screen. You said you were going to bring the TV up here.
Yeah. Are you going to bring your 360 up here as well?
Why do I need two 360s?
You need two 360s if you want on two screens.
I thought we were just going to have your TV up on here.
Yeah, but if we do co-op, it's still going to be split screen, isn't it? I don't want to share my screen.
Right, okay, I see what you mean. You want me to bring my 360 up here on my copy and we link them up.
Sounds like a plan.
You got an RJ45 mail-to-mail? Spare one, right? You're bound to have tons of them.
Up here, yeah, no problem.
Actually, you'll have your wireless.
Yeah, my 360 is wireless for downstairs.
Yeah, so it's
so
mine.
If we bring your, so yours is wireless as well.
Yeah, still got the wireless adapter.
Okay,
so I just bring it over the wireless, and we can.
Well, since it's going to be sat there, we might as well just LAN it in.
Yeah.
Because that saves me putting in my network key, and then you sitting outside with your 360 trying to get me into it. Yeah, if I see you trying to set up an antenna down there, took your 360, we should do that.
What?
Set up an antenna down at your place. I'll set up an antenna, a big antenna thing here, so we can like do local area network play.
Yeah.
Even for PC games. So yeah, we just need to get some big quality aerials. Or dishes, so we can just focus. Yeah, if we had a dish. Yeah, I reckon if we put a dish on that thing, we could do it.
Yeah, hook them up. Or get a very, very effing massive RJ45 and run it along the roofs.
Yeah, let's get unrealistic and start laying wires over people's houses. Hey, do you mind if we just lay this wire over here? Yeah, I do mind.
Assassin's Creed, do a bit of free running across the top. I think we'll look good in kind of old chainmail and Knights of the Nine look-alike sort of thing, running along the rooftop. Straight into the back garden.
Fall off.
My back! My legs are bleeding.
Yeah, woo. So yeah, Halo 3 stuff. Halo 3 has gone gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it is done. So yeah.
As well as they're releasing a special edition Halo 3 Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's coming out in the UK as well.
As well as some Covenant and...
Covenant.
Our side. What are they called?
The Elites.
the Marines.
The Xbox 360 elites.
The Marines as well.
Marines! A bunch of gays who just die.
Edition controllers. So, yeah, if you're thinking...
Hey, look! Oh my god, look! There's a grunt coming up on a squad of Marines. I'll look at the grunt one.
I'll be very tempted just to buy one of those ones instead of having the black one to have the Halo edition one. But I'm already buying the one that comes with the matter with the helmet.
Well, it's tempting because the trouble is, it is tempting, but it's money.
Yeah, instead of having the black one to have one that's got the tray the same color as Master Chief's visor.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get a 65 nanometer console when they're available.
To move on, are you going to keep both or trade one in to get the next one?
Depends if somebody offers me something good for the other one.
Otherwise it'd be cool to have two, because it means you can have one up here now, which is cool because it means that you could quite happily play system multiplayer against your dad if he sat on the couch and you just
yeah but you have to buy two copies of the game then, don't you?
Yeah, true.
That gets expensive, especially which, like, will happen, we'll only play it like once or twice. Then novelty will wear off.
Cool. Okay. I think that was about it. You can find these Assassin's Creed videos on YouTube.
If you type Assassin's Creed, I'm sure something will come up.
They're from the E3 show and from the other show that was just been. Yeah, they're quite good. It's making the game look pretty sweet. I'm impressed. I'm going to buy it. Still got to work out if I've got enough money to buy Blue Dragon. I don't think I'm going to be able to this month, so that'll be next month.
You owe me 20 quid.
Yes, I owe you 20 quid. Because we're into the new month. I'm going to pay my bills. And, Woody.
Yeah, feedback can go to feedback at gamercast.net. Or can be left on the blog, which is the preferred option at gamercast.net. Or you can talk on the forums at portalforums.net.
Mm-hmm.
And you can send us audio reviews or letters or whatever.
Yeah. Next week we'll have a audio review from Darth Ura.
Yeah, we will complete the second Ura review, which I'm sure everybody is looking forward to.
It's all heap load of fun. Keep them coming in. As well as, if anybody's got any videos they want to make as well, add that in. If you can find...
Send them to Adam.
I found software online that allows you to record what you're doing on your PC, or if you've got a LCD TV or monitor and you've got a digital...
Here's some here.
Yeah.
That's what we use for the show.
I know, but I'm talking about for them. Or if you have a digital camera and a LCD TV...
Digital still.
Digital...
Video.
Video. Recorder and also LCD.
Use a still camera. Take pictures of you playing a game, putting faces in front of it.
But yeah, I know it'd be quite cool to get somebody showing us the really cool bit of a game or something like that. Their favourite bit or something cool.
Yeah, whatever. Set something for us to flip and talk about, because we're running out of stuff.
Until all the new games come out and I've got money to actually buy something.
Yeah.
I still need to buy a new bike cover. I did a really cool bike run and went all the way to Bristol and back. Not in one go, I went up yesterday and came back today. Which was very cool.
Yeah. That's cool. How much did that cost you then? You worked it out?
What, in petrol?
Yeah.
Well, I was just around about half a tank when I left, so I filled her up. So that cost me 6 quid. And I'm just below half a tank now, so it's probably another...
No wonder you can't afford Blue Dragon. You're riding around Europe on your bike in Adam's crazy trek around Europe.
Yeah, it's the short way round.
Yeah, we just go to Bristol and back.
Yeah, we're over. We released the show on TV. We didn't record it. Right, I'd say that's it.
Yep, we will see you on next week's episode, which is 87.
Right.
Getting to 100.
Cool. Is 200 going to match with Halo 3?
No. We're going to be on show number... Ooh, Halo 3 will be on episode 90.
Episode 90.
Yeah.
Cool. Right.
I'm sure episode 89 will be full of like Halo 3. Oh my god, it's coming out next week.
Yeah. We shall see you guys next week.